little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, August the 8th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good one today. Sam Blackman is going to join us. The Tigers are ranked second in the coaches poll. That ties them for the all-time highest ranking coming into a season. And we're going to talk about some of those other seasons of the past where Clemson had high expectations coming in, how those seasons turned out. Specifically 1984 season, 1982 season, 1989 season. We'll get to some of those seasons, what those expectations were and how those seasons turned out for Clemson. We'll do that as the show goes on today. That's 7:25 with Sammy. Gamecocks on the practice field last night. Bad news for Tariq Johnson, true freshman defensive lineman, torn ACL, first major injury of the year. Not sure how much he would have played, but he is definitely a redshirt medical hardship candidate now. I have a bunch of lists. I want to go over the ESPN top 50 list. We didn't get to all those guys yesterday. We'll go over that list. CBS Sports ranks all 129 Division I football teams. We'll get to that list as the show goes on. Major League Baseball last night. Braves split a doubleheader yesterday and last night with the Washington Nationals. Red Sox, Yankees, and Phillies win. The Yankees win an extra. And Sonny Gray might have found his little place out there in the bullpen. Who knows? But Yankees win there. And now Boston's still 9 games up. Philly's still a game and a half up in the National League East. And starting to see Washington trying to climb back in the race a little bit. Tomorrow, the PGA Championship, the final major, what they call it, Glory's Last Shot. I'm not a huge PGA Championship fan, man. It's like, I don't know. I got more on my mind right now than golf, but we'll get to some of that. Speaking of golf. You know, I'm a Nike guy, right? Like, I like Nike over Adidas or Under Armour or any of those kind of things. And I just realized it again the other day that Nike has a chance to sweep the majors this year. Patrick Reed's a Nike golfer, won the Masters. Brooks Koepka, Nike golfer, won the U.S. Open. Francisco Molinari, Nike golfer, won the British Open. Nike's got a chance to win a little Grand Slam with their players. I had some thoughts about the culture of Clemson. I listened to the post-practice interviews yesterday with Dexter Lawrence, with Cleveland Farrell, with Christian Wilkins, and with Brent Venables. And I had some culture thoughts to get to as the show goes on. Also, had a chance last night to watch Hard Knocks, the very first episode of season 13. This time they were the Cleveland Browns. Had some Cleveland Brown thoughts. I kind of like some of these guys on this team. I like to pull for the Cleveland Browns because now's a good time to buy at an all-time low for the Cleveland Browns. That being said, there's some major issues in an organization, and I'll just go ahead and tell you now, in case you didn't see, or in case you saw it, might agree or might disagree, just some weird people in the organization. It's like, almost like carny people, like this circus folk, smell like cabbage. I don't know. I don't like some of the people in that organization. We'll get to that a little bit as the show goes on. Finally, I'm going to compare this year's opening weekend of college football to last year's opening weekend of college football. Last year was perhaps the greatest opening weekend we've ever seen. This year, not so much. We'll give you the differences in the excitement level of some programs out there based upon who they open the season with. As you can tell, there's a lot to do in one show. We're going to get to all, including your phone calls, your texts, and your tweets. But the most important part of this show is the producer, the engineer, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Or 24 of the Twitter world, number one in your heart. Not my Eskimo watch, buddy. Not a hat. I'll find something we've got in common today. Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Morning, Mickey. How are we doing?
Man, couldn't be better. Very blessed. How about you?
No, happy to be here, of course.
Good.
Nice little Wednesday. Good. We got planned for you today. It sounds like a good show so far. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. What's on deck for segment two coming up in less than 10 minutes?
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the report and the article about the Virginia Tech paper, the Roanoke Times, suing a beat writer of theirs to get their Twitter followers back because he left for The Athletic. Mm-hmm. I think it's a fascinating article, and I'll talk a little bit more about that.
Can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah,
I saw it. I didn't read the article. I saw the headline. But
well, then it's going to be an informative time for you.
I can't wait, man. I cannot wait.
Speaking of cannot wait, 4:10 today.
Oh, yeah.
4:10 today.
Yeah. You're looking forward to a little Oklahoma drill, which we call Paul drill around here.
I am very intrigued by the prospect of seeing something like that today.
There's a couple different ways to do this Oklahoma drill.
Mm-hmm.
One is one ball carrier, one blocker, one defender.
Yep.
2-2 or 3-3. Clemson usually does 3-3.
Mm.
So you got guys just mixing up in there. Offensive line versus defensive line. Tight ends and backs versus linebackers. And wide receivers versus the secondary. And then let's just get in there and just see who's nasty.
See who's nasty.
I remember Tommy West talking about practice at one time. He was a head coach here. And he said, man, I just want to see them just knock the stew out of each other, just knock the dog out of each other. And we'll see that today, buddy. Believe me. If you are feeling a little low-T over there, I know testosterone is an issue for you, and you take your low-T shots all the time and stuff like that.
Sure.
If you're feeling that today, I got the remedy for you. A little paw drill for you. All right. Basically, it's the equivalent of watching all the Fast and the Furious movies or playing Grand Theft Auto. You get your testosterone out there today, buddy.
Now, don't hype this up and then not have it happen this afternoon.
What do you mean?
Don't get me all excited about this. And then we get over there, and for some reason or another, it doesn't happen this afternoon.
It's going to happen.
All right.
It's going to happen.
I didn't know you had to look at the practice schedule today.
Well, I mean, it always happens. I hope it happens. I think it's going to happen.
Mm.
We'll see. What'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
You know, a little this, a little that. It wasn't a banner day.
Wasn't a big day in your life?
It wasn't a big day in my life. Mm. But, you know, it got me to today. Got me to today, and today I'm here.
Nothing major then.
And we're very excited about it. What did, more importantly, and most importantly, actually, because this is the Mickey Plyler show, after all, what did you get into after the show yesterday? After 9 a.m.? About 9:20.
Yeah, we had a photo shoot yesterday.
We got finished with too many photos.
Well, first of all, I was exhausted from giving it my all on the runway once again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the life of a model, the dual life we lead here.
It's not easy.
No. Giving it in front of the camera, it's just, I come alive in front of the camera. I went home. I did a bunch of errands. Just ran around town all day. Not all day, don't get me wrong, but I ran around town, dropping stuff off, picking stuff up, going at it. And had a nice little long lunch with my buddies.
Yeah, it was special yesterday.
A little turkey melt.
Mm.
Nice. But most importantly, I had a golf match yesterday for our club match play. A little semifinal match over there. Got in 6 holes and got rained out. So we're going to start back up in a couple days with all that. So
what did you shoot in the 6 holes? Did you play well?
We're even.
Okay.
Yeah, I was even. And we're even in the match. Good match.
Looking you feel forward. Good about your game in match play?
Yeah, very good.
There you go.
Yeah, 4-time champion, yeah.
Excuse me.
Kind of a big deal.
I didn't know who I was talking to.
Well, I'll get to let you on that.
That's my mistake.
Hey, speaking of golf, did you hear that deal where the Nike guys can sweep?
I heard you mention it. I didn't think about that. So yeah. Please fill us in.
Well, you know that Patrick Reed won the Masters, Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open, and Francisco Molinari won the British Open, and they could sweep all Nike could sweep all majors. Nike Dang. Apparel, that is.
Dang.
Also, I'm glad to see that the PGA Tour, the USGA, they're doing away with these yardage books, these putting green contour books.
You're glad to see it.
Yes.
Why?
You need to be. It's an art form to be able to read greens, not look at a book and tell you where to put it. I think. I told you. If you, I know sometimes you listen to me over here, sometimes you're listening on the world over there. I watched Hard Knocks last night.
I heard you mention that as well. I listened to you. Okay. I listened.
I tell you this, a lot of that stuff is just for the camera.
Yeah.
You'd like to think that it's not. Look, here's a shocker for you. All reality TV is not reality. They know the camera's on them and do some things because of the camera. That's big change there.
You've never watched Hard Knocks before?
No, I've watched it probably about half the seasons.
Okay.
The Cleveland Browns are the team featured this year. And quite frankly, there are parts of this team I like. Jarvis Landry is a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the best hands in the league.
Mm.
He catches it really, really well.
I'm sure he does.
Was in a bad system last year, is in a bad system this year. Tyrod Taylor's a likable fella. He gets to work every day at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Likeable fella. Mayfield, about what you think. Nick Chubb hadn't really featured him yet. But they've got some pieces over there. If Josh Gordon can come back again, I didn't realize that he's played like 4 of the last 48 games or something like that for them. So those are some of those.
He's still huge, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that'd be a pretty good receiver combination right there of Landry and Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, you know, Myles Garrett's certainly a guy to build around. Kirksey's got it. They feature an awful lot. I'm not sure it's a great defense. I mean, the Browns have issues. Here's their major issue. Their head coach, Hugh Jackson, is a really nice guy, but he's goofy. He's a Tony Dungy type because he's a nice man. He lost his brother and his mom within 2 weeks of each other, right here as the show's starting. And that's tough. And so he's a likable character, but he's a goofball. Like, he's really goofy.
Yeah.
He's also not very demanding, like as an NFL head coach. Like it's like the players run the whole thing there. It's like they're not really tough on those guys. He lets guys sit out all the time with practice. Landry gets up and makes a speech about, man, we got to start practicing. You got to get out there. If you can walk, you're in a practice. And the coaches are like, if you can't, you know, if you're hurt now, you guys don't practice. So it's kind of a, and they need to get tougher. So some of the assistants are saying that. Here's what I'm telling you, though. Like, the rest of the guys that walk around the office, like the player personnel people and all the support staff over there, some weird people, man. Weird-looking people, weird-acting people. Like, the organization, the facility's not that nice. Like, their offices aren't that nice. It looks like a second-rate organization to me.
Well, listen, you have to be a little peculiar to go and willingly work for the Cleveland Browns,
yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
They're a team that... They have some good little pieces on that team, right? You just mentioned a handful of them, and they should be able to compete more than they have.
You should win a game
couple of season,
right?
I don't think they're a playoff team. They're not
no
push for any kind of that stuff.
But we're not 0-16. Last year they were 0-16.
Yeah, they should win a game this year.
That being said, it's just a weird organization. Like I said, the GM's kind of weird guy. The player personnel is like, yeah, like little people running around. It seems like some really short, weird, strange looking people running
around. They play the Giants tomorrow.
Yeah.
So the Giants will be on. Excuse me. The Giants will be on the second episode, I believe.
Yes, they will be.
I'll have to.
They featured. They said, look forward to that tomorrow.
Very excited. Don't fall into the trap though. Don't fall into the. Hard Knocks trap where you watch the entire season and convince yourself that team's going to be good.
No.
Much like I did with Tampa Bay last year.
No.
Don't fall into that trap.
No. It's a weird staff. Freddie Kitchens is a kind of a weird guy. The defense coordinator, Greg Williams, is kind of a weird guy. Now, he's been successful, though. At least he's been successful. A lot of these guys hadn't been successful. I don't know. It just looks like... It looks like after watching one episode, you could tell why the organization is messed up.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Some of those teams in there, man, when you watch those Hard Knocks, you go back and look at them, you go, boy, look how organized they are about everything. Like, look how long they're meeting and just how hard they're working. They analyze every single aspect. Now, this is just one episode. But in this one, it's kind of like, we'll show up to work a little bit, we'll go home, and we'll kind of,
They haven't featured Baker Mayfield a lot in the first episode?
They did. You know, they got that RV out there at practice. You've heard the story?
Yes.
And that's okay. Mayfield's going to be a success in the league, I think. I think he's got a little it factor to him, but Tyrod Taylor's a quarterback this year. And Tyrod Taylor, man, is a professional, and it seemed like a good dude. But he gets to work every day. His routine is he gets to work every day at 5 o'clock.
So he's there right now?
Yep. He's at practice right now.
How about that?
Good for him, man.
Good morning, Tyrod.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
No, he's not listening. He's working out. He's getting it done. He's watching film. But there's some guys. Another thing is, like, you tell the difference in professionals and the guys who aren't professionals. Where Jarvis Landry, again, some of it might be for the camera, he's a professional. He's a really, really good football player. Anyway, there's some pieces there, but they are a 4-12 team. But not an 0-16 team, right?
Yeah. No, of course not.
All right, we'll see. I can't wait for segment two. Speaking of that, and I couldn't help but think of this. When I used to watch Hard Knocks, I compared it to, like, other programs I've been around, practices I've been around, and this hadn't been, this is only about 4 or 5 staffs ever seeing it, or more staffs, but not 4 or 5 programs, and, like, seeing how college compares to it. I tell you, now, Clemson's organization and culture is better than the Cleveland Browns. And you're like, well, it's NFL. What we see on TV, you know, like, it really makes you appreciate the culture that's here. And talk about that culture coming up a little bit in our third segment. I want to tell you about my friends at Canty, CantyCanFixIt.com, CANTEY. You know, we had some rain here in the last week. Is that a news flash to anybody? It's rained. And I think it's going to continue to rain for a while. So some of you might have some water. You heard me right. Water, mildew, mold issues underneath your home. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't let your family breathe the mold and mildew. Have Canty come in, encapsulate your crawl space, dry up your crawl space, make your home safer for your family. It's a free quote. If you have any mold or mildew issues, any kind of trapped moisture issues underneath your home, they can take care of it for you. It's our friends at Canty. It's CANTEY. Canty Foundation Specialist. CantyCanFixIt.com. All right, a break. Segment two with Mr. Zach Gold, your turn right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2018 Clemson football single game tickets are currently available.
Go at left side looking for Higgins in the end zone. Ball batted up in the air. Higgins comes down with a touchdown.
Visit ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your tickets to see the Tigers in Memorial Stadium this fall. You can also visit ClemsonTigers.com for a list of game day designations to help plan out your visit to Clemson. Be sure and purchase your tickets today before they are gone. It's Clemson Tiger football. We'll see you in Death Valley.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Cole Orham with Tiger Properties. Are you in the market for a home in the Clemson area? If so, you need to check out LiveInClemson.com. Tiger Properties is a local real estate company which specializes in getting buyers into their dream homes in the Clemson area. We know about all the homes currently on the market and about homes that haven't even been listed yet. Check out our website, LiveInClemson.com, to begin searching for your home today.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me and will determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
It's Tiger Time. You know what I'm talking about. Tiger Time Magazine, the preseason collector's edition you have to know and trust for 17 years. It covers everything a Tiger fan will want to know about the upcoming season, including game day outlooks, player profiles, hot topics, the 2018 signing class, electrifying photos, and much more. Pick up your Tiger Time Magazine entitled Clemson's Steel Curtain at Walmart, Bilo, Barnes & Noble, Walgreens, 7-Eleven, Circle K, Dollar General, or visit TigerTime.net to order online. Don't miss out.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's right, sports fans.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
My friends at Roto-Rooter will remind you that they don't care about the opening college football season. If something happens in your deal at your house, and any kind of plumbing issue at your house, as the Tigers run down the hill for the first time, doesn't matter. Right in the middle of Georgia-South Carolina game, right in the middle of Clemson A&M game, doesn't matter. They don't care. They're going to be there at your home 24-7, there to solve your problems. Take the plumbing headache away from you. No matter what your issue is, septic system, toilets, sinks, garbage disposals with microscopic screws in them, I've done it. You can do it as well. Call Roto-Rooter. They'll take care of you. Unbelievable service. Locally owned and operated by proud Clemson alumni here, 288-7686, 288-7686, or online at rotorooter.com. This isn't an impulse buy. I'm just telling you that remember this. Whenever it happens to you, whenever you need them, remember the jingle, Roto-Rooter, that's the name of Wago Troubles Down the Drain. Author, host, segment two, Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey Pyler. I hope you find that little screw down your garbage disposal.
They found it.
They did.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Before I jump into this, you had mentioned Clemson being, you know, a very, you know, impressive culture, very impressive atmosphere when you're at the practices in camp. I think it's changed a little bit. From last year to this year, it feels more like an NFL atmosphere. And so do the releases and the media advisory. I think Ross and Ross Taylor, I believe his last name is, coming from the Redskins, maybe has put his own mark on that. I'm interested to see if you feel the same way this afternoon in practice.
I'm looking forward to meeting him and seeing him. Can't wait. Really looking forward to them.
Absolutely. Can't wait for it myself.
I hadn't noticed the releases being a whole lot different, though.
Yeah, they read a little bit different than Tim Burray's. The Tim were fantastic. They were professionally done, and of course, the cream of the crop for 30 years. It's just, it feels a little bit different with Ross. So I'm interested to see if you find that as well.
Yeah.
Today, I want to talk a little bit about something that I find fascinating. I don't know if you're going to. I hope you do, and I hope everybody out there does as well. The Roanoke Times, a paper that obviously is based in Roanoke, Virginia, and has a large Virginia Tech following, is filing a lawsuit, has filed a lawsuit against a former staffer for them, Andy Bitter, who covered the Virginia Tech football beat. Andy recently moved on to The Athletic as seemingly everybody is doing right now, right? And he took his Twitter account with him, as one normally does. All 27,000 plus Twitter followers he has.
Did he take his blue mark with him, blue check with him?
Yes, I think he did. So he did that. He moved on. And after he left the company, after he left the paper, they've turned around and filed a lawsuit against Andy Bitter. The Roanoke Times spells it out right in its handbook. Employees who have been issued company-owned information assets, keys or other access items must return to the company upon termination of employment, according to the lawsuit filed in a federal court this week. Now, the question is here, Mickey Plowler, does that Twitter account and all of its followers belong to the paper, or does it belong to the gentleman who helped build it up, or does it belong to the gentleman who had it before him and turned it over to Andy Bitter before Andy got to the Virginia Tech beat with the Roanoke Times?
What was his Twitter his Twitter handle?
His Twitter handle, I had that written down, but I lost it, Andy. It is Andy Bitter VT, at Andy Bitter VT. Has his name in it.
Right. And it didn't say anything about the Roanoke Times.
It has nothing about the Roanoke Times. It is, you know, obviously in his description and his info, it has the Roanoke Times. But now it's Virginia Tech football beat writer for The Athletic College Football.
Right. Are you making me judge in this case?
I'm curious to get your thoughts here, because this Twitter account belonged to a former employee. It was not Andy's to begin with. He didn't build all 27 by himself.
Oh.
He was passed the Twitter account, and the company's claiming that this belongs to them. They want it back.
That's different. I didn't have that information.
They're claiming it would take 7 years and cost paper $150,000 to rebuild a base of followers for an account dedicated to Virginia Tech athletics, but that any attempt at recreation would likely never result in the same configuration of followers.
Can you invite people to follow you on Twitter? Like, personally send them a DM?
I mean, if their DMs are open, you're going to go one by one, yeah.
Here's my thoughts on it. A couple thoughts. Number one, it's not hard to get a Twitter follower. It's hard to get 27,000.
27,400 the account's up to now.
Right. But it's not hard. It wasn't that hard for me to get 12,300. It's not like... It's a big part of the business. I get it. How many were given to him at first?
It does not say in the article on the Washington Post what the account was given to him at.
See, I think that's important. What did he inherit and what did he leave with? You know, for instance, if he inherited 6,000 and he left with 27,000, then he probably did a lot to build that. I see the paper side. I see his side.
Mm-hmm.
If he inherited 24,000, left with 27,000, you know, I kind of see the paper side a lot more on that one. I think what the data was is that's important. Textman Extraordinaire said it's the paper's Twitter account, just like the cell phone he used. That's their number and their phone. I imagine that on every article that he wrote for the paper, there's this Twitter thing down at the bottom that promoted all of that. I think that his contract probably should have been written better. I hadn't seen a contract. Mm-hmm. That was the devil's in the details, but I'd imagine that in there somewhere it talks specifically about Twitter.
He has no plans to give the whole account back, right? Obviously not. He has 27,000 right. people there that right. he's trying to build his new, you know, clientele base on with the Athletic.
Yeah.
The article goes on to say the filing says that Bitter signed an acknowledgement of receipt of the employee handbook, and that the handbook makes clear that all social media accounts and communications on those accounts are the property of VH Media, which owns the paper.
So, well, he didn't have a leg to stand on.
Okay. Should he have a leg to stand on is the better question then.
Should he?
Because it's not the paper that is obviously doing these things. It's his work. It was his name. It is his name on the account, right?
I see what you're saying, but let me present it another way. Without his job at that paper, who mm-hmm. would have known to have followed him?
Absolutely. That's a great point.
I mean, so at the I don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
But the end of every article that he wrote for the paper, I imagine down at the end, it says, for more information, follow Greg blah blah, Virginia, at VTech, whatever. And so a lot of the readers of the paper, the only way you found him is because he worked for the paper. And so the paper helped him with those followers. I see both sides of it, but at this point in time, if it's in the contract, and that's the way it's written.
He signed a receipt. He didn't say anything about a contract.
No, but go back and read the whole thing to me again. The part about the contract and what it says in the handbook.
He signed an acknowledgement of receipt of the employee handbook, and that the handbook makes clear. This is what the filing says. This is not what Bitter says. This is not what anything. This is just one time.
You're learning, buddy. You're learning over there. Everything's biased when you get information from him. Yes, go ahead.
Accounts and communications on those accounts are the property of BH Media, which owns the paper.
Okay. Pretty cut and dry to me.
Pretty cut and dry. There's no gray area for you there. There's no way, shape, or form that this guy who's built this account up, who has maintained this account, whose name is on the account at Andy Bitter VT, should be able to keep all these followers as he moves on to a new business.
No.
It's not his fault he moved on. He moved for greener pastures, right?
Right. But it was just, did they fire him? Or did he leave?
Did they fire him or did he left?
Okay.
He left for a better job.
So that's his deal. I think text message story makes a good point. Just like his cell phone. Did he have a company cell phone? Of what? You turn that in. You turn your keys in. Did he have a company car or whatever? You turn that stuff in. And according to that handbook that he abided by in his time there, then that the intellectual properties, the Twitter feeds, all that kind of stuff belong to the paper.
Buck and Slaptown gets in this morning. I think the real question is, who files a lawsuit over his stinking Twitter account? What are they going to do when the followers just unfollow the new guy? Do they think they own the followers as well? No, and that's what makes this fascinating to me, at least. We've never seen anything like this before. You're filing a lawsuit in federal court over people you've never met because they engage with your brand and with your paper in such a crucial way over a massive social media platform. I mean, this has a chance to be a precedent-setting lawsuit, doesn't it? Or am I overblowing this completely?
No, I think you're right about it, but it's clear. I'm not sure that the handbook is right. And that philosophically, I see what you're saying, but this case is pretty cut and dry to me.
You think so?
Yeah. Now, in future dealings, do they, philosophically, do they have that right? Do they own all that? That's a whole nother story. But in this specific case, if in his employee handbook and in his contract, he does abide by things in employee handbook, whatever that they clearly say he owns that. Now, philosophically, how many followers did he have before he started working there? And this account handed to him, I mean, both contributed to the growing number of followers.
Sure.
How much? I don't know. How good was the guy? What he did was, did he drive it because he was an unbelievable writer? Those kind of things. I don't know. I don't know those things. I mean, but as far as this specific case, cut and dry.
It's cut and dry. I get it. But it's also the first time this has ever happened. So there's a chance it's not as cut and dry as we think, right?
No, the next time won't be as cut and dry.
If it said at Roanoke Times, at Virginia Tech B, or whatever it is, but it's not. It's this guy's name.
That doesn't matter what they named it because they said they owned it no matter if they named it or not.
Okay.
For instance, when David Letterman leaves from CBS to NBC, the late night with David Letterman becomes the late David Letterman show, whatever it is. They had to change the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You don't get to be, when Axl Rose tries to talk about Guns N' Roses, who owns the name Guns N' Roses or whatever? Well, it's not Slash, whatever, but whoever owned that right, I think, whoever did it, the guy with the chicken box on his head, the bucket on his head, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whoever owns those rights, that's what they have. In this case, sure, it appears the paper does. Now, right or wrong, I don't know the answer to that. And in future ones, I think that people will come into it that way and say, hey, man, about this Twitter feed, this is going to open up future, the way you negotiate in the future of how you go about it.
I mean, this is huge. In a sports world where we see sports writers and journalists moving around all over the place because it's a tough business to get into, a tough business to stay in.
Right.
And especially now, everybody seems to be going to The Athletic, right? Everyone's going to The Athletic. I'm taking my next move to The Athletic, all this kind of stuff. It's important to look at this and kind of monitor what happens with this because it could be a guy who moves on to a seemingly better job but has to leave his entire following behind. That's tough for a guy that's trying to build his new brand, build his new fan base, new clientele base, and start anew at a new position.
I would think that it's somewhere in there, there could be some sort of whoever has the leverage in the case. It appears to me the paper has a leverage.
It does,
contractually.
Yeah. Yep.
But whoever has the leverage, does the what's the name of the new company? Where's he going?
He's going to the Athletic.
The Athletic. The Athletic could do some things about, hey man, let's pay you a little settlement here, and let the guy keep it, and you get, you know, we'll copy the database over. You get to keep it, whatever.
Everybody's going to the Athletic, apparently.
Yeah. But with that said, you know, the next negotiations are the ones that are going to be important to watch. This one, but I'm sorry. Seemed like to me that you're out. Text message Jordan makes a good point about this when he says Twitter following is a digital social media world in the modern day subscription list. The paper is protecting its client base.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I was just curious to see if I was on one side and everybody else was on the other. It's just, it's a such a unique thing. You know, Stephen and Greer Kitson, I find it hard to believe there isn't already a precedent for this Twitter thing. There's not. This is the first time this is something like this has happened.
In the courtroom.
In the courtroom, yeah.
Right, right. A texter makes a good point when he says employee handbook is a contract.
Is it?
I don't know legalities of that, but...
Do we have an employee handbook?
Not that I know of. We could, but not that I know of. Now... With that said, in the future, because of this, newspapers, media outlets, whatever, will pay close attention to how their new contract is worded.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be
a bullet point. This is the landmark case for how to proceed in the future. No doubt about that. But at this point in time, I think the guys is out of luck. And if the Athletic is as good as I think they are, this guy won't have any problem building things up. And they're probably, if I'm the Athletic right now, I'm already starting. I've copied all those things. I'll send those people DM saying, hey, man, here's our new account list or here's our new guy's name right here. Just follow. It's an easy follow. It's easy to do.
Sure.
I'd imagine if I was a Clemson fan of following someone who left for the Athletic, I'd say, hey, man, what's your new Twitter thing? What's your old one? I'd probably follow both of them still, you know, just to make sure. I try to get the information out there. You know, the other thing that hits me with all this is these are men arguing about men things. Women are Pinterest and Instagram. Men are Twitter. Twitter's about sports and politics and news. Oh,
there's a lot of great women to follow on Twitter.
There are, but you know this. I'll ask you, does Kristen go on Twitter as much as you go on Twitter?
No.
Do you go on Instagram as much as she goes on Instagram?
No.
I don't know what it is. It is the great divide in social media. Meredith thinks that Instagram is king of media. I think Twitter's king of media because of, really, it's a great example of how men and women are different and how we think differently and how we react differently and things we prioritize differently. No doubt about that. Anyway, I'm interested to see what the Instagram stuff would look like if somebody left Glamour magazine or left Better Homes and Gardens or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Man, boy, we love Twitter. Twitter, Twitter, Twitter. I'm on Twitter all day, every day. I remember I used to like criticize people's social media saying, oh, I can't believe you do all that. And then Twitter came about. I'm like, huh? Twitter, 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 Twitter. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a 13-year-old with a Wi-Fi code or a charger for your cell phone. Oh, my God, you got a charger. You got a charger. You got to have a charger. You got a charger. Where's your charger? Where's your charger? What's your Wi-Fi code? I need a Wi-Fi code. You know? Man, I'm like Twitter. If I go without Twitter for, I put it this way. I can't remember the last day I went without Twitter. Now you can because you went over to, you took your Fortnite.
Even then, you know, there's Wi-Fi in the hotel, so you're on it at night.
You checked. When's the last day you didn't check Twitter?
I mean, during the trip. Yeah. Yeah. There was times I just didn't do it.
I can't tell you. I could be throwing up on the way to the ER, and I go, you got my phone. I need to check Twitter.
Every once in a while, I'll take 3 days and just leave my phone at home. I won't even take it with me.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to do that.
It's fantastic. You should try it.
I'd love to throw mine in Lake Hartwell.
Just for a day.
Yeah. Turn it off.
If you're like, Mayor, I'll see you when you get home.
Yep.
If you need something, you can call the station. If not, you know, I'll see you when I get home.
Wouldn't work.
Oh, it's great. I'll call my dad. I'll be like, Dad, everything's fine, but I'm not on my phone. I'll call you in 3 days.
What happens if there's an emergency?
And then I have, you know, I know where my phone is.
Yeah, but you check it then.
I'm not going to go. I'm not checking it every day. I'm just leaving it in my bedroom.
So what happens if your dad had some sort of health issues and you wouldn't know 3 days later?
Well, good thing Kristen has a phone.
Touche.
You know, it'd be fine.
Yeah, touche. Hey, Granger Nissan, GrangerNissan of Anderson.com. Check them out online. I'm looking right now, man. The site looks amazing. I told you that there's a lot to learn out there about people's businesses. When I went over and met with Damon and the great folks over there, I was like, I ask a million questions. I want to know the ins and outs. And one of the questions I asked them the other day, like, why is Nissan so successful right now? When I walked into their showroom, the place was packed. Every cubicle was packed. The salespeople were in there meeting with people like crazy. People looking at cars, people going to the service department, people all over the place. I'm like, man, how does this happen? Like, what is this about? And he goes, look, we have good people. We have great products. Bottom line, though, is the reason that's like this right now is because our inventory is amazing. The single most important part of success now is inventory, inventory, inventory. Right now at Granger Nissan of Anderson, 403 vehicles on the lots, on the new vehicles lot and the previously owned lot. 403 vehicles, 21 Titans. I mean, it's just everywhere you look. Just these new kicks that are awesome. Looking at the amazing, there's 340 Nissan, and that's the Kicks, the Maximas, the Rogues, the Titans, the Versas, the Altimas, the Armadas. These are just great looking cars, trucks, SUVs. 324-0650, Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of lifetime powertrain warranty, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. It's our friends at GrangerNissan of Anderson.com. Go by and see those very good folks there. Good looking new line over there. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk culture. I want to talk Clemson practices yesterday, the Gamecock injury news. We'll get all that to you right after this.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
The summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture is now in progress at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your patio, porch, or pool and save during the summer clearance sale at Craft Stove Store and Patio. Available for immediate delivery, buy it now and enjoy it tomorrow. It's the summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio on Waithampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Know that just 1 gallon of used motor oil can contaminate 1 million gallons of water? Recycling used motor oil saves valuable energy. 2 gallons of used motor oil can generate 36 kilowatt hours of electricity. That's enough to run your TV for 180 hours. Recycle your used motor oil at Greenville County's residential and waste and recycling centers and Quinn Chimney's landfill. For more info, call 243-9672. That's 243-9672. Online at greenvillecounty.org.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser Cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what she said.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at Lightstream want you to know that if you're thinking about saving money here in this summer and in this fall, why not start by paying less of an interest on your credit card balances? Refinance the credit card consolidation through a loan with Lightstream. Now, this is easy. You can save hundreds to thousands of dollars while lowering an interest rate. Lower your average credit card interest rate of over 18% right now. You get it down to starting at 5.89% with autopay. You get your funds as soon as the day that you apply. They believe that people with good credit deserve good interest rates and no fees. My listeners can save even more. An additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this is go to lightstream.com/Mickey. It's LIGHTSTREAM, lightstream.com/Mickey, MICKEY. Subject to credit approval, rate of includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Our Twitter feed, at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr24. And our health care text line, 986-1566. Let's get to some pretty interesting thoughts here on our health care text line. Texter said, "Hey, Nike guy. Who'll be the first non-Nike school to make the college football playoffs?" Hey, did you realize that? Through 4 years of the college football playoffs, all 16 participants have been Nike schools?
Is that right?
Yeah. Kevin and Anderson says that he thinks that Washington, who just signed with Adidas, I didn't know they signed with Adidas. They have been a Nike school, but they have switched. They are now an Adidas school. He says Washington. Before I knew that, I said, maybe Miami, maybe Auburn, maybe Notre Dame, maybe A&M. I thought I had a pretty good idea of which schools are Nike schools, which schools are Adidas schools, which schools are Under Armour schools. And Georgia Tech was a Russell Athletic school, even though they've changed to Adidas now. Do you have a pretty good idea of that?
Do I have a pretty good idea of what schools are which?
Mm-hmm.
Not particularly, no.
I pay attention to that stuff. I'll give you a quiz here in this segment. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Let me try a couple phone calls in this segment. Delvin is in Fountain Inn. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Couldn't be better.
You talking about Mick? You want a comparison of games? I know we don't got the big games that we had, but we got some good ranked games. We got Miami versus LSU. That's what it's going to be, Notre Dame versus Michigan. That's a ranked game right there. You got Washington versus Auburn. Those are good games right there.
I get that. I understand that. But last year, you remember last year? Is nowhere. I mean, last year was amazing. Like we'd never seen it before. This year, let me make sure I'm right by saying this. This year is just nowhere near as good. You mentioned the ones as far as just the ranked teams.
And we got some And we got some intriguing games. I'm intrigued by FAU and Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's going to destroy FAU. It's interesting, but Oklahoma will destroy FAU. In the end, let me get the game share for you. Find it on here for you. Last year was the best I'd ever seen, and this year's like, hey. So that this in comparison, I mean, for even here locally, Coastal Carolina, South Carolina, Clemson, and Furman, and Georgia's hosting Austin Peay maybe. So it's just not here locally. Those three are going to be three blowouts. You don't feel good about that. Oregon State, Ohio State, that's a blowout. Ole Miss, Texas Tech's not bad. Maryland, Texas isn't. Isn't terrible. Yeah, you mentioned Michigan, Notre Dame. I like it. Alabama, Louisville would have been a good game in the last couple of years, but not this year. Louisville's going to be awful this year. The Sunday deal of LSU, Miami, I think is the best weekend game. And then Monday, Virginia Tech, Florida State's interesting.
Virginia Tech, Florida State. West Virginia, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And Charlotte.
So good, just not great. Auburn, Washington. Like Auburn, Washington might be the best game. But last year was a whole different ballgame.
Like you said, it's good, but it's not like it was last year.
Right. That's my point. Yeah. That was the point.
When I opened up the season with a bang last year.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about that. Man, I appreciate the phone call, Devin. Hope you have a great day, buddy. Thanks an awful lot. In 2017, if you remember this, Mr. Or24, Jack Lake Tonto, you had Indiana was going to upset Ohio State. Now, last year you had Florida State and Alabama, number three and number one. You had Michigan and Florida, number 11 versus 17. You had BYU-LSU. Didn't turn out to be a great one. You had West Virginia, Virginia Tech, and Tennessee and Georgia Tech. But mainly the Florida State and Alabama thing was a big, huge buildup. And when Francois went down a game, it was over them. I thought it was a great weekend. Williams in Georgia. William, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, how are you?
Couldn't be better.
I heard y'all talking about the Washington-Auburn game. I agree that's going to be a good game, but I'm looking forward to that Texas A&M and Clemson game.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that Clemson's not going to win it. They most likely going to win it, but I believe A&M's going to give you all a ball game. I could be wrong.
Well, it's a tough place to play, and it's a new coach. There's new renewed enthusiasm there, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's a fairly close game. Going into it, it'd be a double-digit game, and Clemson will win by double digits. But, going on the road against 100,000 people, it's a different deal out there. I could see a game being close for a half or so.
Well, I seen on College Football Live last night, they had Clemson's defense ranked number one in the nation coming out of the gate, and I can see why that front four is awesome.
Yeah.
But, anyway, the reason I called is there seems to be some kind of something going on that there's a quarterback controversy at Georgia. Well, they were talking about it last night, and they said the only way that Easton, but Fields would get the nod is if something catastrophic happened, like Georgia started losing or something like that. And I just want to get your opinion on that. And I appreciate it. Y'all have a good day, okay?
Thank you, William. Appreciate the phone call. I think that Alabama and Clemson and Georgia and Oklahoma and much teams out there are in this thing where they have good options besides who their starter last year was or who their starter could be moving forward this year. Now, with that said, I don't believe that I think Georgia, the safest is Fromm. Fromm led the national championship game as a true freshman. And Fields is a superstar. And at some point in time, Fields will be an even bigger part of this. At this point in time, I think it looks like that Fromm's pretty safe, at least in my mind. I want to do this. You tell me what this team is as far as their sponsorship stuff. You don't pay attention to uniforms?
I'm a big uniform guy.
But, like, for instance, Michigan.
They're Jordan, aren't they?
Yeah, Michigan was Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
And the day they switched over to Nike, they sold like $10 million worth of T-shirts or whatever that day.
Yeah.
So they are Nike now. Southern Cal.
Nike.
Yep. Tennessee.
Tennessee Adidas.
It was. They switched to Nike, I
think. When did they switch to Nike?
I think pretty sure they switched not too long ago. That there's been some switching out there. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is Nike.
Nope.
They're Adidas?
Nope.
I have no idea. They're Under Armour?
Yep.
Gross.
They were Adidas.
Gross.
And they switched to Under Armour. Let's continue this. This is pretty interesting, I think. Also talking much more about the culture of the top 50 players. CBS Sports top 1 through 129. A lot to get to. Hey, the folks over at University Cottages want you to know move-in day is right around the corner. If you don't have a place to live, if you don't like your roommate, if things fall through, if your other buildings aren't ready yet, man, they've got brand-new cottages waiting for you right across from Ingalls Crossing. Their website's universitycottages.com. Their number is 784-3400. If you get in there and you get the sticker shock of, oh, my gosh, I don't want to pay $700 a month for rent, then think about the folks over at University Cottages, universitycottages.com. 10-month leases, 5-month leases, all kinds of incentives that they have over there, and every single amenity you could ever want in a brand-new, your own cottage. University Cottages, universitycottages.com, 784-34.